Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved ones. Welcome to Soul Mirrors. Hey, what is your life reflecting right now? I mean, seriously, here we are, 2021. It is our first Soul Mirrors of the year. Thank you for supporting Soul Mirrors into yet another extraordinary journey through the cycles of incredible time experiences that we are all having. I bow to you and say welcome. Now, I want to share with you right off the bat that had you asked me last week what this show is going to be about, it would have been completely different than the perfection that is coming forward this evening. How is your 2021 igniting for you? What are you noticing? What is the spiral of time offering? How are you coming forward right now into the presence of your divine mastery? You know, I've got a lot to share right now tonight about the stunning moment before us, because right now it's really an opportunity to say yes to who you are in a way that you have never done so before. And I want to remind you that while you're saying yes, say yes and get into those phone lines. Give us a call over at BBS Radio at 888-627-6008. Get in over there, get into the queue. And of course, you can call us over at Oneness Talk Radio, 517-208-1500. You want to get in the queue because tonight we're going to talk about something that a lot of beings are really, I don't want to use the word hesitant to talk about, but let's just share that it's one of those experiences where right now in this moment, we are being invited into an opportunity that is going to bring us beyond. And forgive me, guys, I'm trying to open, there it is. That will bring you beyond the consciousness limitations. Let's put it that way. So we're brought up. Where we get born, we are birthed into this incredible world of density. And we are ascending from the moment we are born. We ascend through childhood. We ascend through early adulthood. We ascend through our teens. We're always ascending. But in this moment right now of 2021, what's happening is that that ascension energy is being offered to us as a conscious ring of ignition. And for some, it's choking them right at their truth, because you cannot hide. You're going to need to stand up. You're going to need to, you know, really be that which you are without any fear. And if you are without the integrity of that, then yeah, this energy, this concentric dimensionality is going to feel like a constraint on your truth chakra. And I want to show you again right now. I'm going to go ahead and do a share. Let's see, screen share. There we are. I want to share with you right now. Let me just first go to the ascended numerology for January, where we are right now. There it is. And if you look at this ascended numerology for January, what you're seeing is that until we get to the 13th, meaning from the minute we enter January, from January 1 until the 13th, and the 13th is actually one of two up-level moments in this month. So the 13th is going to be the first one. Make sure it's Sri and Kira Live this coming Sunday when you will finally get to see that full calendar for the year and be able to grab one for yourself. So between January 1 and the 13th, we are literally out in the infinite energy of creation, having coming up from the 9, which is the high heart. Everything is in suspension. And it's like all the dust is falling. And so anything that has been hiding, anything that has needed to be shaken out is being shaken out. And the gift of this is that On the 13th, we're going to dive back in from this consciousness expansion, this illuminated experience that's so new, we're not even sure what we're looking at, but we're going to dive back in at our star consciousness. Now, star consciousness is the area that transcends. It's above your third eye. Most people are familiar with their third eye. If you go about an inch and a half up, that's where star consciousness is. And there are many traditions that talk about this area in many different ways. And it's actually hidden in most of the iconography of many of the great deities, as you'll find this star consciousness. Why is this so important? Because right now, this very moment, right now, you are consciously or perhaps without consciousness, medicating or participating in the great experiment of the medication of consciousness. And I want you to really breathe that in, because here we are at a moment that is challenging humanity at its core. The heart of humanity has literally been flayed, laid open, and is on display. And how we navigate that heart matters. We can't navigate our heart if it's shrouded in the drowsy illusion, that is shrouded in the illusion of the illusion, that is shrouded in the dream of the illusion. We have been so heavily shrouded and so heavily brainwashed that finding our consciousness becomes the most single courageous act we can ever do. To say yes to who you are at your core, and to not shirk from those who try to make you question that, to stand in the pathway of your divine presence. This is not about confrontation. This is not about anything other than the clarity to always be in your mastery, to be clear. You know, I want to go back right now. I want to just grab a quote from the Lost Books of the Essene. And one of many of my favorite quotes, but this one really I love, and it's in book one, which is, if you are awake, be with the awake. There are those who are sleeping. Let them sleep. Let them sleep. When we try to wake up, yeah, how many of you are parents, right? How many of you know, you ever walk in and try to wake somebody up when they don't want to be woken up? You are usually not greeted with joy, right? It doesn't matter how much you love what you're saying or how much you are, how wonderful you feel. If they're asleep, they cannot hear it, nor do they want to. And it is only our ego that thinks that we need to quote unquote save or share or do. Yet that realm of the sleepy is the realm of density. And that realm has birthed the COVID experience, that all of humanity. Think about how unifying COVID is. I mean, I forgive me, and I've lost two brothers. I am now the oldest remaining child in my family. I mean, it's really fascinating. But what is so amazing is that all of humanity is unified around COVID one way or another. This planet got really small, really fast. And now, after this wave, this first wave of this energy, of this viral infection or this viral experience, then we come to the vaccine of it. And what's so fascinating is the power that fear, energy can have. And then we move on to all of the other things that are happening around the planet. And if we keep diving, look at where that spiral takes you. COVID, vaccine, everything else that's happening around the planet. The next thing you know, where are you? You're back in bed sleeping because that's the only place you feel safe. And that is what these first 13 days of January are about. They're about getting you to self-medicate your consciousness. Because right now is the greatest, most extraordinary. I keep talking about it over and over and over again. So let me share it. All right. I got to share it again. For those of you that were not with us on New Year's, or if you haven't caught our radio show yet, here it is. Maybe for some of you, the very first time, I'm doing my air drum roll. Okay. Here it is. This is, oh my gosh, this was a hard one for me to do. I couldn't even believe when I got it finished myself. This is the 2021 energy flow as the spiral time ignition. Now check this out. This is within that ignited discus of Vishnu that opened up on the 8-8 Lionsgate of August. And if you gaze at this, what you see are all is the concentric dimensionality of this one little beautiful moment that we will know as 2021. And it's happening inside of the ignited discus. And if you gaze right in the center there, you see that all-seeing eye presence. That is that zero-point energy field of the law of instantaneous manifestation. Right now, literally right now, we have been blessed that if we say, okay, I'm no longer sleepy, I'm no longer drowsy, I am choosing to be awake, which is a courageous act. In the choice to be awake right now, the law of instantaneous manifestation is going to be so imminent that you are going to need to start adjusting to it. And let me share with you how we're adapting with that and how this brings us to even a greater experience this evening. The law of instantaneous manifestation, when it comes forward in the way that it has already come forward here at Tosa Blue Mountain, it's almost like, wow, you have to let go of everything. And what I've noticed over the past 72 hours is that the law of when you claim the law of instantaneous manifestation, it will also instantaneously show you that which is out of harmony with the integrity of the law. Now, breathe that in. Out of harmony with the integrity of the law. Unlike the law of attraction, which is a 100% density-based tool designed to assist you to awaken and move to a greater experience of consciousness, it sincerely is. The law of attraction limits. The law of instantaneous manifestation can only be activated when you are honestly living in that experience of the framework of support of that Taurus field, which is what? You guys know it, I hear you, right? Steadfast commitment, focused awareness, and complete trust. And we delude ourselves into thinking we're doing that. We really do. And then one day we wake up and we really do it. I mean, we really do it. That's the rising phoenix of this moment. It's the opportunity to say, I am the rising phoenix as that lion dragon. I am the heart of humanity, standing as the empowered heart of humanity. I had an interesting dialogue with a couple of people. It's been a fascinating 72 hours. And the one that's really fascinating to me the most was just an interesting experience around something Sri and I have committed to do in the next few days. And when I invited this being to really pay attention to the projections, and that when we are in our bubbles, it limits us all. The response was, well, if you are as loving as you say you are, and then the rest of the conversation. I want to digress on this for a minute because this is really important to understand. We are at a moment where this is not playtime. This is not the time to coddle your ego. If you want your ego coddled, you have tuned into the wrong show and you have jumped on the wrong experience. The ego that needs to be coddled is the ego that is needing to go back to sleep right now. We are in a thrive or dive moment. The heart of humanity has been laid at your feet. It is ripped open and bleeding. You cannot coddle it back to health. It demands picking it up and letting it know that you will not only help it become whole again, that you will never let it feel that way again, that it will never have a knife thrown in it again, that it is a beautiful heart that deserves to be pounding and robust and filled with the manifest power of the divine master that you are. And if that takes a little honesty, then I'm all in. Because the truth is the truth. The question is, are you ready to look at you? Humanity is at a moment right now. January is an experience month. And we are in a year of choice. that is the mirror of this year of experience. All the experience we just had in 2020 is affecting the choices we're making in 2021, and it's happening right now. So I want you to breathe that in, because in this moment, the greatest belief that you have is that at the end of the day, and many of you have broken through this, so I don't want to say all of you are owning this right now, but I do want to say that you have to go really deep with this in your own consciousness. We are all being gripped by this belief that we are not enough, thereby we must put a chemical in our body to feel better or to heal. Thereby, we have to literally throw gasoline on a fire to be able to feel better. And I am not saying to stop taking all medication. Please do not misunderstand me. What I am sharing is that one of the greatest medications of consciousness is our belief that we need to medicate. And it is often those of us who have been on the greatest journey of conscious awakening that have had the most challenges with addictions, depression, many fascinating cycles around the sun that might have brought us close to taking our own lives, often working with financial issues in one way or the other. I myself, both ends of the spectrum. And so there is this energy inside of you that knows how to create. And then we start medicating it with our self-beliefs. Then we medicate it with literal chemical compounds, and then wonder why we age, and then wonder why we get ill, and then wonder why we get sick. You know, earlier today, I was speaking with Sue, our administrator at TOSA, when I was sharing with her what we were going to be doing on the show this evening. And she said, you know, I want to share a story with you. So to all of you down in the living room, I'm sharing Sue's story. And she said that when her mom got to a certain age, her doctor prescribed, she didn't remember which one it was, like a Xanax or a Paxil or whatever. And it was like, I don't know, some ridiculous dose, like 125 milligrams a day. And told her, just take it the rest of your life, every day the rest of your life. Well, that was because mom was 65. So they really, you know, of course she could take it the rest of your life, because if it shortens the rest of your life and you're more malleable and we can have you just do this, then that would be good. I want you to really breathe that in. Are you ready to be malleable? Are you really ready to age and be in pain? Are you really ready to say that is the only way it can be? Because tonight, I want to introduce to you what happens when you live the energy of the empowered one. And the empowered one carries so much love for all that when others quit, they keep going. You know, we had a fascinating experience here at TOSA Blue Mountain. It's been a really interesting few days. Lots of interesting energy coming our way as Sri and I have started coming out on a few more issues. Our chef walked off the job with no notice and made sure he told us only about 20 minutes before we were supposed to serve a dinner to our 17 guests. And so we have been chefless for the past few days. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is we had two ways to respond to this. And the blessing is that in the response, not only has our community stepped up, and people have found new joy and new ways to be creative, but the group that's here came together as well in the common recognition that when one gives up and walks away, the ones who are honestly walking the journey step up. And that's what Sri and I have done every single day of our lives since we met, is when others walk away, when a knife is thrown, I will catch it, put it down, but I'm going to keep walking. I won't let it scare me. Fear is an ascension symptom, and we're in it. And it's coming at you from every direction if you are living in the third dimension, or if your ego is holding your spiritualized activism in the fourth dimensional netherland, which is the ego wonderland of all. It's all good. The key is these 13 days of January matter. We are setting the stage for a moment that humanity is going to be gazing at her heart. What will we see? What will we see? In the words of Archangel Zadkiel, you will never be known by your words. You will be known by the truth of your heart. And in these first 13 days of January, the massive truth of the heart is radiating. And if that is where you stay focused and you give yourself that gift, then the self-medication of your own consciousness gets to start breathing, and we can start calling in the restorative energies of reverse aging, vitality, energy, crystalline clarity, divine inspiration, law of instantaneous manifestation. So that's a big moment, isn't it? I know you guys, I hope you're all breathing with me as well. So tonight I promised you a surprise guest. Well, in just a few moments, one of my surprise guests is my amazing husband, wisdom teacher Sri Ram Kaur, who has a lot to share about what's happening right now. And before I bring him on, I want to introduce my amazing surprise guest. And so I am very, very excited that when, you know, Sri and I right now are still hosting our beautiful group that came for New Year's, and virtually everyone has stayed on, and it's just been amazing. And we get the blessing of interacting with these amazing people that come from all over the world. And one of the beings that's here this evening, I'm gazing at her, waiting so patiently in the studio, is the beautiful Kimberly Jenkins. And Kimberly, we have known for quite a while. I'm going to let Kimberly share more about that story. But here's what I want to share before I bring Kimberly in. From the moment I met Kimberly, she has been putting the most amazing foods in front of me. She always hands me a bag. She's adorable. She'll always run up. It's always the same beautiful Kimberly, no matter what country we're in. And she'll run up to me with something and go, "Kira, this is, you've got to do this," right? And so sincerely beautiful about it. And, you know, and has been with Sri and I during the times when I was certainly not reverse aging, and Sri and I were talking wheelchairs for me and electric chairs and the whole deal, you know, the incline elevators, other people might think an electric chair. Anyway, I wanted to share that this woman's passion for vitality comes from her integrity, and it comes from her ability, her heart. This is a woman of an empowered heart who carries the passion of what she does. She is a self-healed, amazing being who has a lot to share about what's happening right now. And so I want to introduce the beloved Kimberly Jenkins. Come on in, Kimberly, who happens to be here in Ecuador. Yay. Come on in. See, look at this. We have an invisible chair. It's all covered in green screen. Look, she's just popping into the mountain. Don't you love that? Kimberly just popped. Oh, look, and she lost. Oh, you are the mountain. There it is. You became the mountain. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. So Kimberly, first and foremost, tell me again, you are a nutritionist. You are, tell me
holistic
what you-
Holistic nutritional counselor.
She's a holistic nutritional counselor. And the first thing I want to do is, you've got to tell your story. So how did this happen? So you guys really pay attention, because this is exactly how it goes down.
Gosh, how far back do we want to go with the story?
Well, let's go. Give me the 1 minute version that gets you to where you are now.
So 1 minute version. I had a very traumatic birth incident, and that put me on a journey throughout my life to learn how to heal myself. And my mom was very into nutrition when I was a kid, and very into eating healthy. We became vegetarian when I was like 8 years old. I was one of the first people in the Western world that was eating things like hummus and baba ganoush when nobody even knew what that stuff was.
Right.
And then from there, I became a teenager and started eating junk food. And I started noticing, you know, that my body wasn't healthy. And then I got really, really toxic. And then I tried to clean my life and my diet up, and it didn't really have the effect that I wanted. And then I asked the universe, please show me what I need to do to get my body back to health. And within 2 weeks, I walked into Whole Foods and found these pamphlets for the detox that I do, which was what put me on my path to becoming a nutritional counselor. Because once I did that detox and the incredible results, and I was completely renewed, rejuvenated, and back to perfect health again. And I, in a way that I had never been healthy before in my life, I achieved a level of health that I didn't even know was possible.
There it is.
And so, that was like, immediately I was like, I have to share this with the world. I have to bring this out to other people so that they can experience this as well. Because it's our birthright. Like you're always saying, it's our birthright,
right?
Do that.
Exactly. So I want to share with you. So first of all, how many countries have you been to with us? Because I've lost track. Where have you gone to with us?
I found you originally 11, 11, 11.
No
in
way.
Guatemala was the first time I met you.
I remember that day because that was the day that I fell and I had a concussion while I was teaching you guys. Yeah.
Yes,
I remember that day.
That. Yep.
I cracked open my head that day.
Yep.
So, and wow. So that was our first meeting.
Uruguay.
Okay.
I never didn't make it down there, but I've been down here since you've been here three times now.
And we've been, you've traveled with us to where?
Just Bhutan.
Just
but
Bhutan.
That was the most magical thing ever.
It was holistically amazing. And
incredible.
And the reason I want to bring all that up is that, so the other piece is that as we're moving into this moment right now, so you have had really a lifetime. I mean, Kimberly is so extraordinary in what she does and how she brings that together. And you've really been on this track. You've been in the work of self-ascension now for 9 years. And yet, one of the other reasons I invited Kimberly on tonight is because, as you know, the yoga of self-ascension is about the gift of naked authenticity to be able to become the presence to help others to do the same. And we recently had a conversation about what you had to move through around the COVID vaccine. And it was so important. And there's so many of you that I know are having this experience that I really want to have this conversation tonight on the show. So can we talk about that? Is
Absolutely,
that okay?
Yeah.
So do you mind sharing?
So because of all of my teachings and all, I read voraciously books upon books and I learn and I, you know, docuseries and different things. And I've learned a great deal about vaccines and how toxic and harmful they are. And all of the misinformation that's being put out by the pharmaceutical industry around them because they're a profit machine.
Right.
You know, and they have zero liability.
Well, that's how we medicate consciousness. But I want to take this to that next level. So we know that. So what it did for you, though, was it really spun you out.
It did.
And so here's how even someone who is doing the work, is on the journey, knows better. But when we do a little too much investigating, when we do a little too much diving, what we wind up doing is, you know, an alternative. She really spun herself out.
I collapsed into fear.
Horrible fear.
Really bad.
And remember that it's an ascension symptom.
Correct.
So this is why I want to talk about it, because here's the first gift Kimberly gave herself. She collapsed into the fear. She didn't deny it. And I mean, she collapsed into it. And I love how we were giving away a free session and you won it.
Yes.
That was like so perfect because you trusted yourself enough to collapse into your fear and the universe came to you. You know, I love that. And we, you know, Sri and I have talked about this a lot. I'm going to be bringing on Sri next. So after you collapsed into your fear, what did you do? How did you get to the other side? Because she's at the other side and it's her resolution that really you got to listen to.
So The couple of things that the universe really showed me and through Sri and Kira's help, I realized is, number one, the four knowns, I am not this body. So even if this vaccine could cause my physical body harm, it can't harm me.
Nope.
The real me, you know what I mean? My divine self cannot be harmed by anything that's happening on this earth. So that gave me a sense of peace in knowing that even if it came right down to it and somebody forced a needle into my arm, so be it. I trust the universe to protect me.
Exactly.
Right?
I love that. I love that.
Yes.
I love that. Was there more? Because I don't want to interrupt you.
So the other piece of it was kind of more knowing that no one can force me to take anything. You cannot force any medical intervention on me. No matter how much fear I have around that, you can't make me do anything I don't want to do. You might be able to say you can restrict my movements and you can put all these restrictions on my life and make it as difficult and challenging as possible for me to walk around in density.
But the fact of the matter is,
you can't make me do nothing.
So hear that, because this is the me that we're speaking of. You literally can become immune to the effects of the energy of density when you ignite your self-ascended mastery presence, when you let go of the doubt, when you don't deny the fear, when you dive into the fear so much that it incapacitated Kimberly. And then to be able to say, you know what? Okay, here I am. Now, what am I going to do? And in your case, I just wanted to once again honor you and all that you do. And really, we had this beautiful right here on the tonight, as we're talking about medicating consciousness, this beautiful, beautiful emanation of the Thrive energy. And so, Kimberly, thank you. We are so grateful that you were here with us tonight. And we're going to free you to go back to the La Sala, because I know the rest of you are downstairs. And thank you, Kimberly. All right. Spoiler alert. You're going to hear more from Kimberly soon. All right. So I don't want to sit here alone, because there's this handsome, amazing man sitting on the other side of the wall here at the studio. So without further ado, I want to bring in my amazing husband, wisdom teacher. Oh my God, looking too gorgeous for me to handle tonight. Wisdom teacher, Sri Ram Ka. Welcome, my love. Hey, hey. All right. And so, Sri, I'm sure that you've been on the other side of the wall there, hearing everything
I'm
we're
off
sharing.
The wall.
You are off the wall. And so, you know, I know we've got a lot of people holding, and we're going to get to our callers right away. Remember, you could try and jump in 888-627-6008 or 517-208-1500. But, you know, we're really talking about this energy of medicating consciousness and how, when we hold our mastery presence, when we really are the embodiment of that yoga of self-ascension, when the master has come forward, then in that moment, we really are commanding that light. And it reminds me of, you know, most of you have heard the story about the I Am book that manifested in our home. Saint Germain teaching that you can literally reshape your body. Mm-hmm. You can command the light. You can create the world around you. There are some things you need to do to make that happen. And in the law of instantaneous manifestation, we're starting to witness that happening.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of wonderful discussions to have here.
Yeah.
And I love your topic that you chose for tonight about medicating consciousness, because in fact, consciousness itself is so expansive mm-hmm. that most beings don't realize they want to do this. They want to put blinders on to make the perceptual content and the content of their lives more manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Manageable to whom? No, to who's managing here? It's this sense of recognition, there is a sense of dismissal of the power of who you really are.
Yeah.
There's a fear of the power, so we want to manage it so that we can get by on just run on one cylinder called the ego versus run on all cylinders called your divine presence. And so to try to make the world fit one cylinder isn't going to work for the long term.
Well, that's very much the self-imposed limitation of consciousness. You know, we medicate our consciousness in many ways. And the first one is by believing that we need to be medicated, because then that goes even deeper into a deeper wound that we are flawed, which goes even deeper into that initial wounding that happens in density, which is I am flawed. And then we have a dogma that overlays it and tells us you are flawed, and we're the only ones that can tell you how to maybe hopefully get through it. And so all of that is the medication of consciousness, is it not?
Yeah.
It's medicated by so many different aspects of it. And the key is that in this moment right now, to arise empowered through it is the gift of this concentric dimensionality that we are in, and this spiral time experience. It's really quite profound.
Well, it is profound. And it's time, I think, for people to have the conversation of when will you just be who you are?
Yeah, right.
Because what this medicating of consciousness, these constrictions have a lot to do with the fear of being seen. Therefore, I will only allow that which I know is approved. You know, I'm going to conform to a group. And we go through this as kids. You know, what clique are you in?
Right,
what bandana do you wear? How do you identify? You know, what clothing is cool and what clothing is going to cause ostracization? And you can take that out into the adult world is, I need to conform to some form of standard to feel safe in the world. Now, that is part of the normal growth.
Yeah.
Okay. However, it reaches a point where we brought that into our consciousness saying, I'm not allowed to be or think or believe that which cannot be confirmed or validated by an outside source.
So just, you know, really breathe that in, because it really does, you know, what it feels like to me is it just keeps hammering at that truth. And here we are in 2021, looking at truth. Remember, this entire year is about truth. And that's why these first 13 days of January are bubbling. If you've got anything around you that's not truth, everything that within it has been trying to hide is all percolating and all coming up right now. And all you have to do is look at your own life or look around whatever's happening on the planet right now to see that manifesting in many different ways. We just need to make it till the 13th. And right now, that's going to be an interesting journey.
Oh, yeah.
But we need to hang in there through the 13th. And so the way to do that is to release the medication off of your consciousness and say yes to commanding our divine eternal beingness. And Sri, let's jump in and take a few calls.
Sure.
And then continue this conversation. So I'm going to go right over here to BBS Radio. We'll start over here. And let's see, we have Lorraine from Connecticut who has both a question and a soul reading request on line four. So let's say hi to Lorraine. Hey, Lorraine on line four. Namaste and welcome.
Oh my goodness. Namaste. I love you guys so much. Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I'm such a huge fan of yours. I had the honor and the pleasure of having a numerology reading with you, Master Lady Kirilla, in September. And I've also reversed two conditions I've had. I had breast cancer and a traumatic brain injury right around the time that I started listening to you 3 years ago, and I've been listening to you ever since. I just everything you say resonates with me, and I just wanted to share. I would love to just have a little input on my current ascension symptoms from Master Sri Ramka, and I would love a mini soul reading from you, Master Lady Kirara, if possible.
Our pleasure. Yeah,
if that's okay. Since the numerology reading, which was a totally divine appointment, I've had a series of right side ailments. So I had my thumb almost dislocate on my right side. I had my shoulder dislocate on my right side, but all recover well. It happened and then it recovered. And I've had significant digestive issues, and particularly at certain times, for right now since the new year. The significant digestive issues, a real change. So I really feel that things are changing. I'm so glad you're talking about vaccines because I've had so many concerns regarding, I'm a healthcare worker and I'm concerned about having to perhaps get the vaccine someday because of my line of work. So anyway, I would just absolutely love and cherish any wisdom that you have to share and bestow on me today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for asking.
Let me offer you a couple of let me mirror back to you a couple of impressions that I have after connecting with your energy. And the first thing I want to say to you is you're doing it perfectly. You are truly responding to your soul's call. You are up leveling your energy. And there are parts of you that are a little more recalcitrant that are saying, hey, I'm not quite ready, you know? And when we start having little accidents or little parts, like especially on the right side of our body, that you have a congestion or a pain, that is basically as, just imagine that a hand from the past is trying to grab you and say, come back to the old paradigm. You know, it's a little bit like that. That the right side of your body is related to your past. The thing that I want to mention to you is digestion could be related to many different things. However, the one thing I want to offer to you, it's about loving where you are and what you're about to be. What I mean by that is nourishment, what you put in your mouth. Do you love it as a way of sustaining you and your future? Can you look at the food that you're about to eat and say, this was prepared with love and I accept this with love? Or is the nourishment disconnected from the truth of your being? I want you to look at that. Because at one level, when we have indigestion, it's because there's just not enough love in the food. It doesn't match who we are and where we're going. It's sort of like, you know, on a classic example is eating junk food and getting indigestion versus eating wholesome food. But in this case, what I'm saying is that you need to trust where you're headed and that you need to nourish yourself to move forward in that fashion. And this means opening your heart to everything you eat and loving it. And it means listening to the guidance that's saying, I trust my future and here's where I'm going.
Well, and this, and I want to jump in here because this really ties into the reading. What I'm experiencing as Sri is reading and working with you, and what I'm experiencing around your field is that the digestion is also sharing with you, it's time to really go lighter. Now, that doesn't mean about less food.
That's what I feel. That's what I'm feeling.
Everything around you is lighter, 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 lighter. And I went through this. This is actually one of the ascension symptoms we're talking about this year. Is what I right now, everyone around here is frustrated because I'm at a point where there is an ingredient list of what I can eat and it has less than 10 things on it. And it's no longer about food. It's about what is sustaining the vibrational frequency that is here now to serve the highest of service that for the moment we're in.
So
you're there. You're there. And what I'm seeing with your little disconnects, the thumb, the shoulder, all the other, it's almost like you're releasing so tangibly that your skeletal system is saying, hey, hold on. You need a strong foundation. And remember that that foundation is going to come from, and then it ties right back to how you're nourishing. So everything is pointing to you right now and saying, look, Your whole physical body is screaming to you and saying, we get it. Let's do this. And your mastery presence is here saying, let's do this. And so my love, do it. It's your moment. And this is all going to resolve lighter, lighter, lighter. And I will share one thing with you. If you get to a point where the digestive issues are just not resolving, no matter what or all the, everything else, do the traditional elimination diet, which is what I did, and it really does help. You go right back down to sweet potatoes, boiled sweet potatoes, and you start there. And then you see what you can add in. And so I promise you it does resolve itself because you're right on track. And so thank you, because I know a lot of people are going through this. So I'm really grateful you called in tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so grateful I got through. Thank you so much.
Oh, we are too, honey. We love you dearly. Many blessings, honey. Namaste.
To you too.
Bye.
Namaste.
Well, you know, and Sri, this is why, you know, again, guys, I can't encourage you more. Go to SriAndKira.com, SriAndKira.com. Come to join us at Monday Magic. We resume this coming Monday. It's not even a full week. Oh my goodness gracious, about 6 days and we are live again. And we're going to be talking about living an ascended life. We're going to be unlocking those keys of a profound series that the very first lesson next Monday is releasing dogma and accepting your divine mastery. If you really want to go deep, you want to understand those ascension symptoms, you want to be with people that get you, join us on Monday Magic. It's a 100% donation, whatever your heart calls, just be there. And also know that your donations offer real tangible benefits to all of our humanitarian aid projects. Right now, a lot of food service outreach.
You know, it's important to recognize that the meaning in your life is derived from the context that you have adopted.
Yeah.
And if you find that the context you've adopted is no longer serving you, there could be a moment of you going, wait a minute, I feel a little lost here. And then sometimes we look for a new dogma to fill in the blanks. So
right,
to speak.
Don't we though? Well, that's very true. Very, very true.
And this is why Monday Magic, our gathering every Monday, is so important to consider to add to your support system.
Oh, yeah.
Because we are exploring living an ascended life. We are exploring the messages from the masters and applying these to our actual lives here and now.
Well, you know, speaking of messages from the masters, I do want to share. I had meant to ask Kimberly to share this, but for those of you that were with us on New Year's Eve, that's when we first announced that 2021 is the year of the rising phoenix as the lion dragon. And this blew our mind. One of our community members posted it in our self-ascension forum. Do you see this? This was what, the Aurora Borealis, Sri?
Yeah, this is the Aurora Borealis over Iceland a couple of days ago.
Yeah. And do you see it? It's the rising phoenix. I mean, you just got to love this. It's so amazing. And so, wow, wow, wow. All right. I'm going to stop the share on that, but I really did want to bring that up. And I'm trying to find the other call board. There it is. There are so many things open on our computer. There it is. Okay. We now never started over there, so forgive me, guys. Let's see, though. Okay, so let's go back over to BBS, where we're going to welcome Nicole from Colorado Springs, first-time caller. Hey, Nicole, welcome.
Hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Our pleasure. Welcome to the show.
So I would like a mini soul reading, and I just feel like there's this heaviness around me, or just like something just kind of weighing me down, and any comments or insight would be much appreciated.
Yeah, you know, sweetheart, first thing as you were sharing, hand on third chakra and take in a breath. I actually, as you were speaking, like my whole, I had a hard time breathing. And what I so clearly was, I just heard immediately as you were sharing, is that what is around you is an energy that has been, how do I describe this? I want to make sure I say this correctly. It looks like a donut. It looks very much like I was talking about earlier. Yeah, it really does. It just looks like a donut. And it's, I was talking about this in the first part of the show, that this concentric dimensionality, that the way the time is right now, that for some, it's going to feel almost like a crushing kind of like heavy energy. And it's around you right now. But what's interesting is it's not around your throat so much as it's around you. And what I'm noticing is that it's like it's wobbly, meaning that like you can be comfortable in it, but yet you're aware that it's not right. And what it is it's your torsion field, your torus field that ignites you is trying to stabilize. And so because it's like this donutty, wobbly energy right now, it's being experienced as heavy. And so what I'm clearly being guided to share with you by all these beings, oh my gosh, you have these four beautiful goddesses. They stand right in front of you and they all keep harmonizing together and singing. And they keep saying the same thing. It's just, they're saying, remember the song of you, that years ago, you knew the song of who you are, and that song still exists within your heart. And that in this moment now, the song of you is calling you from all that you have ever been. And that's what they're saying. That's why the four of them are there. And that everything is calling out to you. And they're saying, if you have a tub, take a bath, light a candle, sing the song that brings you the greatest joy, cry the tears that need to be cried, bring a pen to paper, and the rest will be shared with you personally. And so it is.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Wow. Thank you, sweetheart. Much we love. Love you so much.
Love
thank
you.
Heart. Namaste. Okay. Namaste. And you know, I want to share with everyone, I think we should all do that. I love how our callers are always the absolute perfect people, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for your love and your sincerity.
Yeah.
You know, I as we're coming to a close, I wanted to come back to the healing conversation again, because what was going through my mind is the recognition that on the one hand, anything and everything can be healed using the energy and power of your consciousness.
Yes.
I know this to be fact, and I can tell you stories if you need to help your trust.
We could easily take shows to do that.
However, the piece I want to get across is, are you willing to let go of the need to control your reality in order to allow a greater paradigm to come in? And therein is the challenge for humanity.
All I'm hearing is the trust. And this is that heart of humanity. You know, I love this, Sri, that we're having this conversation, because I think I shared with some of you maybe on Sunday's show that over the past few days, and especially today, I had been forced to reinsert into the bubbles of density in ways that I have not inserted in many, many, many years. And what has really revealed itself is that, and really is fascinating, and I know why the universe wanted me to do that, the lack of trust.
Yeah, yeah,
and
trust
the immediate,
is tough.
It's exactly, you know, it's funny, I've been out of that arena for 30 years, and all I see is better language on the same unhealed issues, but with a deeper sense of lack of trust and quick reactivity and judgment, mm-hmm. even among the quote, most awake. And so that was a fascinating dabble for me.
Yeah. Well, that comes back to one of those things of, and it's also a need to control. I'm not
right, exactly. That's why I'm
bringing
it up.
Trust means I'm allowing you authority to influence my life.
Right.
Well, okay, let's just, that's with other people.
Mm-hmm.
What about with the divine energy? If you have an affliction in your body, can you accept that you co-created that? That the patterns in your life contributed to allowing that heart condition to come forward, that ulcer to come forward, the whatever it is. 21 years ago, I was told I needed a hip replacement.
Right. When he met me, that's what
I was hobbling a bit.
Yeah.
And the orthopedic surgeon said, "You're too young. I can't give you a prosthesis because you'll outlive it. And then we'll have to do it again and again." And I said, "It's okay. I don't want it. I just needed to understand what was this pain, the bone on bone pain I was experiencing. Thank you for the X-ray." And then I went on to develop my consciousness and heal the arthritis in my hip. Now, the reason I share that.
And the sleep apnea.
I
mean, those were the first two that healed the fastest.
And what I learned, you know, and it's like the wounded healer. What we learn to heal in our own lives becomes a blessing that we can share with others to expand them. And one of the pieces I just want to impart before we go tonight is we all have a need to have the world be stable. We try to have stability. And even if it means I have to take antacids after every meal and I, you know, whatever it is, at least it's a known problem. And I, you know, I can complain about it, but I'm not changing anything.
And when you accept that, that's normal.
And that's the quote problem with why we age, why we put up with stuff, and why we take meds that actually have very little value, but they give us a sense of trust in the system.
Which is the medication of consciousness, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the medication of consciousness. Bingo, right?
So there's a real dynamic here. I've worked with many people who have long-term illnesses, and we have to unwind a pattern in their consciousness that would allow that illness to persist. And through the grace of having been intimate with many people, I have seen how this happens and how it can be unwound.
And we've also watched how it can't be.
And how many people say no. I'm not going there.
Even in the face of
just help
of
me feel better with this problem.
Right.
Help me feel better. So you have to be honest with yourself. Are you willing to let go of the need to control and trust that the universe has got your back? Or do you want to bring in the arena a little more tightly? This is a real self-reflective question to ask yourselves.
It really is.
Because it's all possible. What are you willing to accept?
So really breathe that in. Because as we are moving into and as we are in these first 13 days of January, we literally came in this month at our root chakra after a 12-month pounding in 2020. I mean, literally every month, root chakra, back out to the double infinite and then back in. This year, we entered in to the root chakra and then immediately went up to our throat, and then jump to our high heart and back out of the infinite. What is happening right now is that if you are gazing up and standing in your mastery presence, you are standing in a 13-day window of divine dispensation. Trust what is happening around you. Let the flow unfold. Witness what is happening. Pay attention. Even if you think it's something that shouldn't be happening, pay attention. Stay with the flow. Walk through it. Claim your mastery. This is that moment. You are not crazy. You are not alone. You do not need to be medicated. What you are ready to do is remember the truth of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that relieves all the medication that is seeking to veil your consciousness and thereby births and ignites the divine presence of the world that is ready for the co-creative miracle of the law of instantaneous manifestation.
And the pathway to arriving there means associate with folks who are holding the same clarity.
You want to be awake? Be with the awake.
You want to be a master, be with masterful
exactly,
people.
Exactly.
Associate with the frequency
Don't
of the
attainment.
Don't
be jealous of it. Be with it. So often, Reverend Ike, I got to close with Reverend
say,
Ike
tonight.
That's
for me. I want that.
That's for me. Rather than get jealous, say, hey, that's for me. And then do something about it. I love Reverend Ike. I really do. Hey, join us at Monday Magic. We start again next Monday. Make sure you are there at Sri and Kira Live this coming Sunday. Lots of big announcements. You do not want to miss that show.
There's a lot happening in our world, and we're delighted to share it with you. Much love to you all.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.